HarperCollins presents The Alibi Girl by C.J. Skews, read by Helen Keeley and Emmy Rose.
For my excellent friend, Laura Myers. Alibi clock, noun. A clock which strikes 1 hour, while the hands point to a different time, the real time being neither one nor the other. E. Cobham Brewer, 1810 to 1897. Dictionary of Phrase and Fable, 1898. Present day. Curl up and die. Spurrington-on-Sea, Northwest England. 1. Ellis. Monday, the 21st of October. I can't read this Hello magazine again. There's only so many times I can admire Brooklyn Beckham's left armpit. It's not as though there's anything else to read either. There's a Vogue, with dried snot on the contents page, and Charlize Theron is on the cover of Cosmo, so I can't even touch that one. I've been afraid of her since Snow White. Keep thinking she'll come out of the page and bite me. So, in the absence of reading material, I'm squinting at a cockroach scuttling across the floor, with a clump of shorn hair on its back like some tiny game show host. My own hair sits lankly around my ears. It can't wait another day. I'll give it another 5 minutes before I go back to the flat and diet myself over the bath with a kit. And now the baby's grizzling. I've tried sticking my knuckle in her mouth, but she's hungry. I'm not feeding her here. How can you talk to a perfect stranger quite politely one moment and then flop your boob out the next? How do women do that? What is the stranger supposed to do? Not look at it? A boob is my third most private part after my feet and my nunu. I'd look. Not for long, but I would look. After 15 and a half full minutes, a short, Roseanne Barr-ish woman scuffs through the beaded curtain. She has hobbit feet wedged into mint-green flip-flops and tattoos up and down both forearms. Tom Hiddlething as Loki all up her right, Chris Hem whatnot as Thor all up her left.
Hiya, I'm Steffi. Is it Mary?
Her eyes don't smile. Yes, Mary Brookenshire. Steffi's in a washed-out Gryffindor T-shirt, and her hair is spare rib-coloured, parted and shaved severely up the side.
If you'd like to come this way.
Steffi leads me through the beads, across the glittery black floor tiles and through a grubby woodchip archway, towards the sinks, but not quite at them. We swerve over to a side chair, with a mirror in front of it, and she sits me down and places her hot hands on my shoulders. She gives me an unnecessary chat about what I want done, even though she already knows, because I came in last week for a patch test, and we went through it all then.
Right, black it is then. Have you been offered a tea or coffee?
No. I don't like tea or coffee. I prefer a juice, but they don't have juice, only some value squash, which I only have to look at to feel my teeth rotting at the roots. Even I know asking for milk would be too childish in this environment, so, for appearance's sake, I say,
I'd love a tea, thanks.
Steffi disappears and returns with a cape, but no tea. She waits for me to take Emily out of the papoose and transfer her to the pushchair, hoping to catch a glimpse. I get it. People love babies. I tuck her into the buggy and drape a muslin over the opening. I don't like people looking at her, or me, for too long. Just in case. Steffi sweeps the cape around my body, rendering everything but my head invisible. I used to like wearing a cape, or an oversized bath towel. There's nothing quite like that feeling of getting out of a hot bath, wrapping the big bath towel around you and pretending to fly up the corridor with the towel flapping along behind. Me and my cousin Foy used to do that all the time after our baths. Was it only once?
How are you coping with the little one?
Steffi asks.
Fine, thanks.
She's our fifth, so we're used to being tired all the time. You know what it's like, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah,
she says, face brightening.
We've got four and it's chaos. We love it, though. Love the chaos.
We share the laugh. Only parents can share. She begins pasting on my colour.
Have you got anything planned for the rest of the day?
I get the impression she's asked this question.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?